Hey everyone, it's your boy Jake Carter back with another episode of Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. Today we're diving into something seriously important. Self-compassion. Now, I know what you might be thinking, self-compassion? That sounds a little too woo-woo for me. But trust me on this one. Self-compassion isn't about getting all mushy and letting yourself off the hook for everything. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support that you would offer your best friend going through a tough time. Think about it. We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us to hustle harder, be better, do more. But what about taking a step back and just being kind to ourselves? In today's world, self-compassion is like wearing sunscreen. It protects you from the harsh realities of social media pressure and helps you thrive. So, how do we actually put this into practice? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help us cultivate a little more kindness towards ourselves. 1. Recognize your inner critic. First things first, let's get to know our inner critic, that voice in your head constantly judging and criticizing everything you do. Ever feel like you're failing at life just because you didn't meet some arbitrary standard? Yeah, that's your inner critic talking. It's important to recognize this voice, acknowledge its presence, but don't let it run the show. You know how sometimes you catch yourself thinking, "Oh man, I messed up," and then you spiral down into a pit of negativity? Well, instead of letting that happen, try saying something like, "Hey, everyone makes mistakes. It's okay. What can I learn from this?" Two, practice mindfulness. Being mindful is all about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Ever notice how we tend to dwell on the past or worry about the future? Mindfulness helps us focus on what's happening right now, which can be a powerful antidote to self-criticism. Take a few deep breaths, really feel your feet on the ground, and appreciate the little things. A warm cup of coffee, the sound of birds chirping, a good laugh with a friend. These are the moments that truly matter. 3. Challenge negative thoughts. When those negative thoughts creep in, don't just accept them as truth. Challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there evidence to support it? What would I say to a friend who was having this thought? Often, we realize that our inner critic is just being a drama queen. 4. Treat yourself with kindness. Just like you wouldn't berate your best friend for making a mistake, don't do it to yourself. Talk to yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer someone you care about. Remember, you're human, and you deserve kindness, especially from yourself. 5. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist can be incredibly helpful in cultivating self-compassion. Sharing your struggles and getting support from others can make a world of difference. Let me tell you about Sarah, a friend of mine who used to be her own worst critic. She'd constantly put herself down, comparing herself to others and focusing on her perceived flaws. One day, she realized that this constant negativity was taking a toll on her happiness and well-being. So, she decided to make a conscious effort to treat herself with more kindness. She started by practicing mindfulness, challenging negative thoughts, and seeking support from friends and family. Slowly but surely, Sarah began to see a difference. Her self-criticism lessened, her confidence grew, and she felt happier and more fulfilled. So, remember, being kind to yourself isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It takes courage to acknowledge our imperfections and choose self-compassion over self-judgment. By practicing these key takeaways, you can cultivate a kinder, more compassionate relationship with yourself, one that will empower you to navigate the challenges of life with grace and resilience. This journey starts right now. Take a deep breath, give yourself a little hug, no matter how awkward it feels, and remember, you are worthy of love, kindness, and compassion, starting with your own. Now go out there and rock it. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little self-compassion boost, and leave us a review if you enjoyed it. Until next time, keep it real, keep it kind, and stay tuned for more Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.